Basically, the breakthrough was that Bitcoin is a vibe. And prior to understanding that Bitcoin is a vibe, some of these asset managers were trying to fit Bitcoin into an existing investment model, free cash flows, certain government models, all of these things. They're trying to put Bitcoin into a spreadsheet, into a formula, into a way of thinking about these things. And there really was no way to value Bitcoin. People have talked about this forever. It's realizing, and it was this capital allocator realizing, you can't do that. Bitcoin doesn't fit into that. Bitcoin is a vibe, and it's one of the best vibes in the world, and you can chart its success as a vibe over the last over a decade. And once you realize that that's what it is, and that Bitcoin investing is vibes investing, then this all starts to make sense.
Greetings and salutations, my fellow plebs. My name is Walker, and this is the Bitcoin Podcast. Bitcoin continues to create new blocks every 10 minutes, and the value of one Bitcoin is still one Bitcoin. If you are listening to this right now, remember, you are still early. Find me on Noster at primal.net/walker and this podcast at primal.net/titcoin. On X, YouTube, and Rumble, just search at Walker America. And find this podcast on X and Instagram at Titcoin Podcast. Head to the show notes for sponsor links. Head to substack.com/@WalkerAmerica to get episodes emailed to you. And head to bitcoinpodcast.net for everything else. Without further ado, let's get into this Bitcoin talk. I realized that perhaps the Austrian economic idea of human action and subjective value is actually just vibes-based investment and vibe economics. And I think they're actually one and the same. Like, Mises was actually just talking about vibes this whole time, you guys. And I don't know. Maybe I'm too deep down the vibe rabbit hole, but I'm pretty sure that human action is just vibes.
Like, you look and- for a vibe.
Vibes form the basis of knowing, right? So at the bottom of the way in which we know, so the way in which we are able to know, like first there are vibes. And then on top of vibes, we build more formal systems. And we have to think of everything in that way.
It's true. And, you know, maybe, so just an FYI, Stephen, we are live streaming this only on Noster. Then it will be published via all the usual centralized platform channels later. But where do we want to start with this? You, as our fearless leader, I feel like need to provide us some vibe-based direction. But what a whirlwind it's been. And also, is that an official company tank that you're wearing there?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
It's taken the capital markets by storm. You know, I'm hearing from fund managers all over the world. They're loving the tank tops. So
it's amazing to see the vest sales also skyrocket, because I feel like VC funds were in kind of a drought in terms of, you know, driving vest sales. But this is really what they needed, was a vibes-based approach to vest sales. And I think we're seeing the fruits of that right now.
They need more sundresses that are appropriate.
I know. I know.
I say amen to that. I say amen to that.
Yeah, we're working on the sundresses. And also, you know, it's not just vest sales that are in a drought with VC. It's VC funding, period, has been very low. And so we think we kind of have a solution for that here. I think capital providers, they're just... They're not, you know, if they have to attend another board meeting in Silicon Valley with some Patagonia vest wearing MBAs, it's like you want to claw your eyes out. Like, let's
kills the vibe
in the sun, tank tops. Give me a check for $10 million. It's going to be great.
I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs was actually a huge fan of walks in the sun for meetings. And, you know, I feel like that was actually kind of marked the decline of Silicon Valley more broadly, was the movement away from walk-based meetings, you know, like, and it's a tradition as old as time too. Like, this goes back to the Greeks and the Romans. Like, why do we try to continually fix things that are not broken? What is that? It's anti-vibe culture, really.
Real. They used to walk and philosophize. We're bringing that back.
We're bringing
it's
back.
The best way.
That's
the best way. Should we perhaps start actually just to set the stage with a quick round the horn introduction of everybody and your very official title at Vibes Capital Management? Perhaps, Stephen, we start with you.
Yeah, so I'm one of the founders along with BitPayne, and I am the Chief Vibes Officer for Vibes Capital Management, and just a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried, over to you next.
Yeah, this is me, SPF. I am the Vice President of Custodial Services at Vibes Capital Management, aka the team's janitor.
Mags?
And a very important hire for us. You know, it's
huge hire.
Yeah, yeah. A lot.
It's very awkward. I'm still in my old office, obviously, the Bitcoin Policy Institute. But my, it's awkward. It's kind of like a breakup, but I can't make rent, so I'm still living with my ex. It's, you know, but the vibes are, despite this, the vibes are actually immaculate. So just really, really, really excited to start this chapter of my career.
Yeah, no, us too. And I mean, we got several great people from Bitcoin Policy Institute, which I'm sure is a blow. I mean, I know that's been hard to integrate, but
it's just a direct correlation to my leadership, you know.
The administration has embraced Bitcoin. They are on to better, more.
Oh, we're fucking done. We wrapped it up. You know? Yeah. They did the bit. They said
mission
they were going to
ban
Bitcoin, and then they made it illegal to not be a Bitcoin maximalist. So, you know, we're just phoning it in anyway.
All right, boys, so. Job's done. Let's go home.
I mean, but really, talk about a vibe shift, though. Like that. That's really what it was. Like a fundamental paradigm-altering vibe shift that you were able to orchestrate. I mean, how can you not move on to a vibes-based company after that? It's just, it's a pure play vibe, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. Sam Bankman-Fried reporting to unclog the creatine poop.
Mags, you want to follow that up?
Yeah, that is exciting. Much more serious. So I am the vibe to flow strategist of the Strategic Vibes Reserve. Every company needs to establish a Strategic Vibes Reserve. In fact, it's a national security imperative. Let's just leave it there.
I like that approach. Rob?
Love it. My name is Robert Warren. And, you know, I'm really here to reestablish what we have forgotten as a people, which is that there are vibes. And they should be noticed before they can be appreciated or more importantly, vibed with. So it's really a pleasure to be here as the Senior Director of Vibe Noticing at Vibe Capital Management, because this is the ground level. This is where the vibes, which are already around us, not being appreciated day by day, we really have to surface this in the consciousness of the average investor that the vibes are there. They've been there the whole time. And they are immaculate and they want you to participate in them. So really, it's the noticing that sets the stage for all future acting on the vibe.
Well, and the noticing is a prerequisite for the vibe's arbitrage, which is
that's right.
One of the principal ways we make money as a fund. It's just because, like you said, the vibes are there. We're just kind of arbing them. So
well stated, Sam.
And this has been a huge oversight. Like you have funds that like you can invest in companies where the vibes are great. And you can short companies where the vibes are terrible, but for
foul,
some reason,
stinky vibes.
It just doesn't fit into anyone's model. They're not doing this, and it's our arbitrage fund has done very well with the strategy.
And even more critically, when you find those startups that have the right vibe, you know those are the ones that are going to make it. Like you know, within the first 5 minutes, are the vibes there or are the vibes off? Vibe check, guys, right? And that's
right.
Where you make your biggest returns.
Absolutely. Speaking of vibe checks, this next speaker may need a vibe check, but we'll let him go anyway. I believe he's here. We're not sure if he's going to stay with us the whole time on this call because of some things that were said earlier. But we'll let him go for now. Tatum Turnip, I believe.
What was said earlier? What did I miss something that I said? What? I'm Tatum Turnip. I am the Managing Director of ASIC Sourcing Strategy, abbreviated AS always. And I, unlike other sourcing, other procurement methods, we take the approach of answering all of those LinkedIn DMs. Even if the account has nothing else on it, You know, we're looking for diamonds in the rough. And you know what? There's a lot of rough out there, but there might be a lot of diamonds too. So I just vibe it out, see how the conversation goes.
And
then DMs do we get about ASICs in a given week?
We got to increase our server capacity and upgrade our premium membership, because I've tried to do those mass connections, and I'm up to like 50,000 connections, and all very real legitimate people, I think. And most of them are DMing me to sell ASICs, which I don't know why everyone is like freaking out about, you know, prices going up. I got plenty that are way cheaper. So,
all right. You were front running, those tariffs based on a little bit of vibe arbitrage, it seems.
Exactly.
So that's great. Well, you know, I'll take a moment just to, I believe I'm actually the newest member of the Vibes Capital Management team. So really happy to be part of this group. SVP, Supreme Vibes Podcaster, was happy to coordinate this vibe sesh, this vibe cast, I should say, with all of you today. Did I yesterday buy about 24 different vibes based domains that related to vibing and podcasting? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And we love you for it.
And was that an incredible financial decision? Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Will those perform better than Bitcoin?
Yes.
I mean, the vibe feels like yes. So
yeah, the vibe is good.
But I wanted to add these to our intellectual property also, because I think that vibes-based podcasting is really just kind of goes hand in hand with vibes-based investing. And that's why the Bitcoin podcast is really happy. You know, I'm basically like a Jack Maulers, where I'm keeping my role as chief podcasting officer, CPO of the Bitcoin podcast, but also moving into this tangential but complementary role at the Vibes Capital Management. So I think I can walk and chew gum at the same time. We'll see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like, I mean, look no further than the rise of vibe coding, right? Like, this has become a huge phenomena. And so vibe podcasting is next. And, you know, I think the market wasn't exactly ready for Vibe Capital Management, but here we are. And we're going to carve out this terrain for our investors and shareholders.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time to be here. And maybe, you know, Stephen, because I think you've really explained this vibes-based approach very well and been kind of at the forefront of it, very famously making a vibe-based call on the recent Bitcoin bottom, calling it quite perfectly. Can you explain the vibes at the time that led you to such a decision? And was this kind of one of the key things that made you realize, you know what, the vibes-based investing approach is really the only path forward?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I've been kind of managing money, my own money and others, kind of using this approach for a number of years. I think me and BitPain started talking about Vibes Capital Management back in late 2023, and we've just kind of been in stealth mode. But in that recent bottom call, so, you know, I was very vocal and public that the bottom was in. This was Sunday evening. It was actually during the futures open. So the Terra fear had gripped the market, right? And everyone was worried about
the vibes.
Terrible vibes. You know, S&P was very low. Bitcoin was in the 70s. And everyone was talking about Black Monday. We're going to have a Black Monday. There was this thing that was going around. You might remember it. And the futures opened, and the futures opened down like 4 or 5% on the S&P. And in that moment, I just felt it was peak bad vibes, peak fear. Everyone was betting on calamity the next day. And I saw a report that Scott Bessent had flown to Mar-a-Lago that Sunday to talk with Trump. And Lutnick had been very on the forefront, doing all the media, talking to everybody, doing all of that. And, you know, Lutnick had bad vibes a little to a certain degree. He was harsh. He was bringing down the vibe on the market, talking, you know, really intensely. And I just realized that, like, Bessent was coming to talk with Trump. Now, Bessent has had good vibes. Bessent has been just in the forefront trying to manage the vibes. And I realized between the sense that the vibes had gotten as low as they could go, everyone was scared. And we had kind of an ambassador of good vibes coming to manage the situation. That's when I made that, you know, that bottom call. And, you know, if you bought Bitcoin then, it was in the 70s, and you bought the S&P, you're up quite a bit. If you bought stocks, I mean, you can't really have lost if you invested then. And it's because it was a vibe pivot point. It was a moment where the vibes were moving from terrible to good. And we've been in a recovery since then. And many people have questioned, oh, but yields have moved higher. Oh, but valuations. Oh, but this, but there's still tariff impact. There's still economic impact. There's all these things happening. You don't understand. It's about the rate of change in the vibes. And the vibes have been improving every week. As long as the vibes keep improving, asset prices trend higher.
I mean, this is really kind of it's such a simple thesis, but really isn't simplicity ultimately the best when it comes to these sorts of decisions? I think so much in the fiat world has been overcomplicated. It has been non-vibes based. It's, I believe you called it in one of our recent meetings of VCM, you called it the spreadsheetification of these, you know, of these investment decisions. And I think that really a return to vibes is just a return to common sense. And ultimately, I guess, you know, I'm curious what everyone's thoughts. I mean, is Bitcoin just the ultimate vibe? Is that why it's really should be the cornerstone of any vibes-based investing approach?
I think you raise a really good point. And I think, Stephen, maybe you're best able to talk about this. But we recently had a conversation with a large capital allocator, and he finally got Bitcoin because he's like, it's just vibes. Why don't you take it from there?
Yeah. So recently we were fortunate enough to engage with a large capital manager, tens of billions of dollars, who was engaged and inspired by the Vibes Capital Management story. And he was following the firm and the launch of the firm. And he was texting David, and David was texting me, and we were all talking. And, you know, basically the breakthrough was that Bitcoin is a vibe. And prior to understanding that Bitcoin is a vibe, some of these asset managers were trying to fit Bitcoin into an existing investment model. Free cash flows, certain government models, all of these things. They're trying to put Bitcoin into a spreadsheet, into a formula, into a way of thinking about these things. And there really was no way to value Bitcoin. People have talked about this forever. And it's realizing, and it was this capital allocator realizing, you can't do that. Bitcoin doesn't fit into that. Bitcoin is a vibe, and it's one of the best vibes in the world, and you can chart its success as a vibe over a decade. And once you realize that that's what it is, and that Bitcoin investing is vibes investing, then this all starts to make sense.
If you're stuck spending dollars, at least stop earning dirty fiat rewards. Use Fold to earn Bitcoin on everyday purchases and regular expenses, like groceries, bills, travel, home improvement. I literally just earned 2,203 sats buying a $100 Amazon gift card on Fold. You don't even need to use the Fold card itself if you don't want to. You can connect your favorite credit card and double dip with Bitcoin rewards on merchant offers. Or go all in. Make Fold the center of your personal finances. Buy, earn, save, and even get paid in Bitcoin with Fold. Head to the link in the show notes to get started with the ultimate savings toolkit. Or go directly to use.foldapp.com/r/walker and get yourself $10 in Bitcoin when you sign up. Let's talk about using Bitcoin the way it's meant to be used. Self-custodial, lightning fast, and ready for the real world. That's exactly what BitKit Wallet is all about. BitKit Wallet is a clean, powerful Bitcoin and Lightning mobile wallet that gives you full control on-chain and on Lightning. You hold the keys always. Whether you're brand new or are a seasoned Bitcoiner, BitKit's intuitive wallet design makes it simple to send, receive, and manage your sats. QuickPay lets you fire off Lightning payments faster than ever, and seamless integration between on-chain and Lightning means your funds are always where you need them. It's your daily driver Bitcoin and Lightning wallet, and it actually feels good to use it. And with modular widgets, you can personalize your experience to match your style. There's even a Lightning node running right on your phone. No custodians, no compromises. Go to bitkit.to or search Bitkit Wallet in your app store and start using Bitcoin like it's meant to be used. That's BITKIT.TO.
And I think a good way to think about it, if you're coming from the legacy market, right, TradFi, think about goodwill, right? How much goodwill does Apple have? How much goodwill has Meta, any of these companies, right? The equivalent comparison is Bitcoin has vibes. Like goodwill, that's the next level.
There's this underlying kind of technical trend that we've seen historically, right? Where you reach a certain echelon of technical complexity and advancement. And people like to think of this as kind of the inevitable progression of man, that we gradually add complexity to the system. But what we're saying here at Vibes Capital is something that's fundamentally different. What we're saying is that when technical innovation and complexity reaches a certain zenith, it actually collapses into something more simple, which is the vibe. And we've seen this, you know, but Bitcoin just happens to be the most vibiest of the vibes of recent history. It has the most resonance to it. But if you remember the first time you ever cracked open an iPhone, and it was that one button and it was that screen that was like nothing else you'd seen in your entire life. And that wasn't actually added complexity. The complexity was in the system, all the engineering that had gone into building the iPhone. But the second you open up the iPhone, it all collapses into the vibe. And the vibe is the new world of the smartphone. And so what we're really experiencing and where our expertise lives in generating all of this alpha is in recognizing that we haven't actually had to invest in the next more complex thing. We've focused our alpha and our investment on where has complexity collapsed into good vibes.
The complexity is within the simplicity.
That's right.
True. You know, I think another thing that's just worth harping on is I think a lot of people in this space, they think about the distinction between custodial and non-custodial services, you know, in a very sort of poor vibe. They're far too polarized. They think if it's custodial, it's bad. If it's non-custodial, it's good. But my last venture, FTX and Alameda, we didn't blow up because we were custodial. BlockFi, Celsius, these companies didn't blow up because they were custodial. They blew up because the vibes were bad. In the same way that if your vibes are bad and you're self-custodying your digital asset, you know, things can blow up, right? You try to have a geographically distributed multi-sig and you forget where you buried the damn thing, right? Like, and that's just something I'm really excited to pioneer with this new venture is recognizing that if you trust us with your assets, the security from our custodial services comes not from our OPSEC or our tech, our back end. We secure your funds with good vibes. And to my knowledge, there's never been a hack, a loss, a theft from any custodian that's ever treated user funds with the vibes they deserve. And I think that's the VCM guarantee. When you park money with us, we're going to vibe out with it.
You have to realize that to do something bad, right, like to make a reckless decision with user funds or to set up kind of a single point of failure that has no backups or to, you know, just take a reckless security decision, before the action, there is a bad vibe. To even do the bad action, you need to first enter into a bad vibe. Mm. And the action follows from the vibe. The vibes are like ontologically primary. And this is what we want people to understand. Really, we're innovating on a level of direct experience, of phenomenological direct experience. And what you can do is you can just, if you notice the vibes in the right way, as Rob was talking about, you can phenomenologically, ontologically discern the arising of bad vibes before they turn into bad actions.
That's very evident throughout history, as you've seen. Remember, one of the most prevalent examples that we see recorded in history, Pearl Harbor. There were awful vibes pre-Pearl Harbor, and those actions resulted from those vibes.
Do you know how harsh, but how about this? You know, we can talk about the vibes during the French Revolution were absolutely terrible. And I think that ultimately, what do many of these bad vibes stem from? It comes from distortions in the market, right? It comes from distortions in the market created by the debasement of the currency. Because what does that ultimately represent? It represents a disharmonic frequency. It represents something that is literally an active wave destroying the vibes. Mm-hmm. Whereas there can be harmonics when the vibes are good.
Yes.
This just creates a completely discordant market that is ultimately brought about by debasement. And what does it lead to? Well, it leads to death, destruction, and the guillotine. I mean, and that's ultimately like, that's when you want to see how bad vibes can get. I say, look no further than the French Revolution, but that's just me.
And so
you have to think about how you get to the good vibes. There are actions that create good vibes. And that's where you look at the word vibe as a verb. You have to vibe. You have to vibe around. I'm just vibing, you know? That's how you kind of engage those good vibes to create the good times.
You make a great point. You both touch on something important. And Walker, you said the word kind of harmonization. And this theme of harmony, I think, is actually really clear here. What it supposes at its root is that there is a natural order to the world, and that when things are in their right place, there is harmony. Where there is harmony, there are good vibes. And in the East, there's a concept called the rectification of names. And so this is this kind of Confucian concept of saying, giving everything its right name. For example, you know, if you have an oak tree in your backyard, but you think it is a tomato plant and you treat it like a tomato plant, that oak tree is not going to thrive. You need to know its nature. You need to know its nature. You need to name its nature, and you need to treat things in accordance with their nature. And so vibes, what they really result from is everything being in its right place, in accordance with its own nature. And that's what we try to do. And we're trying to blend and unify capital management with the proper order and flow of the universe.
It's about doing the right vibes at the right times for the right reasons. You know, this is just sort of ancient wisdom.
And truly cyclical, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You know, it is something that fits within, I think the age-old quote was probably misstated, because really what we should say is that bad vibes create strong men. Strong men create good vibes. Good vibes create weak men, and weak men create bad vibes. And really, it's a name of, as Stephen is referencing, naming things and not lying. We really are in that time right now where we have to be the ones to create the good vibes. So while we may be early, in some sense, we've arrived just on time when the vibes were right for the increasing of the vibes.
You know, Rob, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think we were actually vibrating on the same frequency there, because I was thinking the same thing. But as I was thinking through it, I was wondering if I could justify good vibes creating weak men, because perhaps this actually flips the script a little bit, and perhaps good vibes can also create good men.
Are you saying it's a super cycle of vibes?
It might be.
No, it is.
It just, it's up only forever.
It might be.
This is hotly contested in the vibe literature. You know, it's a question of can you create good vibes such that they are oscillating at a frequency that self-sustains? And really, this is our emphasis on the noticing and the education of the vibes, because when the vibes are good, is at that very moment that you are most likely to forget, in fact, that the vibes are good.
Vulnerability, you know, is there.
Had you not experienced the bad vibes, or the rising vibes, or the falling of the vibes, you might believe that this is just the way the vibe is. And this is really the greater mission of what we're doing with Vibes Capital Management, is not just to establish that we are those who are with the rising of the vibes, we're generating alpha. But if we can truly reach the next level, which is the, in some sense, escape from the circle of vibes, which is a far more difficult task to undertake.
You know, really, I'm wondering, did Ray Dalio? Oh, go ahead, Mags. Then I'll talk about Ray Dalio's long-term vibe cycles, because I think that's really what he was getting at.
You can launch into that right away, but just to finish that last thought off, Rob, especially, you know, what VCM does is we are harnessing those vibes, right? We are capturing them. Really, we're a digital battery for vibes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. We really can store digital energy in a literal and non-metaphorical way. There's literally energy that can be reaccessed at a later point in time in the form of vibes.
All right, guys, it's getting a little too real right now.
Can you encrypt a vibe?
Yeah.
Is that?
Well, by the time you need to encrypt vibes, you won't have to.
Yeah. Because that's
quantum,
the
right?
Like quantum resistance vibes.
Well, I mean, like, if you think about it, like, perhaps like vibes gets down to the idea of like the zero point field, you know, and like, I mean, but maybe that's too deep for this conversation. I do want to get your guys' thoughts on Ray Dalio adapting his theory of debt cycles. Perhaps we're looking at ultimately long-term vibe cycles.
Absolutely.
And this gets back to the idea of human action, right? It's these naturally cyclical patterns that emerge. What are those except vibe shifts, ultimately, right?
Like the fourth turning is a vibe shift.
It really is.
Is a vibe shift. That should be a quote coming out of this episode.
Yeah, yeah. And ultimately, I mean, we can even get into like the Kondratiev cycles if we want to. And I think that we're seeing right now a cyclical vibe convergence. We might call it a confluence of vibes at this particular moment in history. And I think that's something that ultimately most capital allocators aren't paying attention to. And I think that's why they will continue to underperform. They don't understand the confluence of different vibes and their amplification that happens as a result of that confluence. Like, this is what I think people are totally going to be misallocated.
They don't understand it. They're not looking for it. And they do not know how to construct a portfolio of assets that asymmetrically benefits from this event. And that is what we're focused on doing. They have no model of which investments are the biggest beneficiaries of this confluence. And that asymmetry is something that our first fund, Vibes Cap Signal One, is rooted around.
Yeah, if you look at the 0-1 thesis, which, while a very powerful thesis, has still been funded predominantly by this hyper-investment type mentality, this kind of soft bank, fiat-minded, let me dump tens of billions of dollars into something and try to really kickstart this engine and just force it into existence, that's fundamentally a bad vibe.
Yes.
What we're doing by finding the confluence of these vibes is really more of a 1+1=3 situation, where if we can correctly identify these confluence points and these investments, that is immediate value add. We don't dump tens of billions of dollars into something to try to force the vibe. We've already recognized the vibe. The hard work is done. The second the investment is made, we've already had that 1+1=3 moment.
You know, this just reminds me of the story of the dexterous butcher. I don't know if you've ever heard this, in the Chinese parable. And it's about a butcher who is butchering an ox. And basically, an average butcher comes to the king to take care of this ox. And, you know, he notices that his knife, his carving knife, is worn. He's having to sharpen it, and he's hacking through the ox. And then one day the king meets a dexterous butcher, and he noticed that his carving knife, it's like it's never been dulled. The blade is perfectly sharp. And when he watches this butcher carve the ox, it just falls apart. It's like he knows exactly where to put the knife, so he doesn't have to force his way through the ox. He knows how to flow with the ox. He knows how to cut in a way which is in harmony with it. And as such, he never needs to sharpen his knife, because he understands the nature and the confluence of the various forces that compose the ox. And that's what we're doing for capital markets.
Wow. Basically, the capital market is the ox. We flow through it like a perfectly sharpened knife that never need be sharpened again. Perhaps honed, but not sharpened. It already has its edge, and it keeps that edge.
Yeah, just like the butcher ding. And this is, you know, it's this concept of cultivation, too. And that's something to talk about, that really being in harmony with the best vibes is a cultivation. It takes conscious attention. It takes the honing of attention, the cultivation of inner awareness, of outer awareness, and the removal of obstacles and obstructions within oneself. And so, I mean, this is a key part of, like, you know, our core training program, employee training, HR intake process. We're really cultivating that refined, sensitive, internal awareness. And this is what gives us our edge.
I am definitely not a trader. I'm trying to hold my Bitcoin for the long term. And if you're like me, you need to make sure you keep that Bitcoin safe by going to bitbox.swiss/walker and using the promo code Walker for 5% off the fully open source Bitcoin only Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Then get your Bitcoin off the exchange and into your own self-custody. Bitcoin is chop-solidating right around 100K, but we have companies, nation states, and a whole lot of plebs like you and me who are stacking harder than ever. So it's going to keep ripping higher. But now is the best time for you to get your security locked down tight with Bitbox. Plus, and I can't emphasize this enough, the Bitbox O2 is just easy as hell to use. Whether you're brand new to Bitcoin, it's your first time setting up a hardware wallet, so you're a little bit nervous, it's understandable, or you are a well-seasoned psychopath, you will have no problem with the Bitbox. And again, it's fully open source and Bitcoin only, but you don't have to trust me, you can go and verify that for yourself on their GitHub. When you go to bitbox.swiss/walker and use the promo code Walker, not only do you get 5% off, but you also help support this podcast. So thank you. Yeah, I think
Stephen,
that's
right.
Oh, please, please.
Oh, sorry. Proceed. I was just going to ask some inside baseball if we were still doing the permaculture training during our ongoing company retreats. What you're talking about, cultivation, reminds me of what we've done in prior years, and just if we might surface that as a way to really emphasize to the investing class that it's less about sitting on a yacht, it's less about going to the golf course, but it's more about this permaculture idea of getting what you can and optimizing it through the lens of what the earth will give you herself.
This was your book, right? You wrote The Permaculture of Capital Markets?
That was in 2014, yes.
It's very good.
I think that's interesting because it ultimately gets back to these natural cycles, right? And it's interesting if we think about animals and how good animals are at detecting vibes, right? How good also children are up to a certain age at detecting vibes. We lose that at some point as adults, I think. Most of us do. If we, again, we don't continue to hone that kind of vibe, that vibe awareness.
It's like society is suppressing that, honestly.
Because how do we get back to that, though? How do
That's
we get
the thing.
Back?
Look at the innocence of children. Look at the innocence of dogs. Look at service animals that know when you're about to have a seizure. Like, those are vibes that are that they're getting there. Earthquakes too, like, and so many other things. But and you know, children also, they may get bad vibes from people, but we lose that as we get older. Society is wanting us to conform to a pattern that is created rather than just go with the vibes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what Martin Buber said, you know, his kind of dialogue on why we've lost the essence of, like, I-thou relationship is society has constricted us. We've constricted everybody. And so really vibes capital management is like a human potential movement. You know, we're not settling for a base metal here.
Yeah, I mean, although you know, some of those base metals do have incredible resonance. We can't deny that, but ultimately, they can't resonate in cyberspace, which I think is the key shortfall there. Yeah. And also, I think like Peter Schiff, I don't know if he pursues a vibes-based investing approach. I'm just going to, if we're still talking about, you know, metals.
Yeah, I mean, we can tell that he doesn't have a vibe strategy.
I mean, it's sort of an old order vibe strategy, you know?
Yeah. Because he at one point was vibing and he didn't adapt his vibes.
The vibes, they are a-changing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You can lose access, you know? That's a story, right? Like, you can be in a good relationship. And you can lose it, you know, you can lose it, like the mandate of heaven, you know, it's like you can have it, you can lose it. I think Peter lost it, unfortunately, because he wasn't able to evolve to Bitcoin. You know, it's a sad story.
And for those listening live, I know it's a crisp 10:41 mountain time, but drinking game, take a shot every time you hear the word vibe on this podcast.
I'd like to give a shout out to Lightning Goats, who is in the live stream and is usually in these live streams. And if you haven't checked out Lightning Goats and zapped some sats feed goats, it is like the coolest thing ever.
Fun.
Yeah, you should, if you just search Lightning Goats on YouTube, you will find them and they're adorable and you can literally feed them by zapping sats, which is just like, it's such a vibe like that. That is like peak vibes, you know. Feeding goats from anywhere in the world by zapping sats. Like, that's beautiful. We need more of those kind of vibe-based projects.
They're just vibing. You get to watch them vibe.
Did you know that goats, and I learned this from Lightning Goats because he came on the show. And goats, you should never only get one. Uh-huh. You should always get two goats because they need companionship. They vibe together. And I thought that was kind of beautiful. So like, if you have just one goat, they're going to be a bit ornery and they may be misbehaving, but you get two of them, then they start to vibe. And again, I think that's that amplification right there. You know, that's kind of a goat vibe confluence.
Yeah. Kind of just like a Bitcoin, right? You should never get one. You should get two.
Mm-hmm. A lot to be said there.
There really is. There really
is. Zuckerberg has two goats.
He does.
Oh, that's right. Bitcoin and something else.
Max.
I think the other one, Max. Yeah. Which
talk about
does
a vibe.
That, I know. I mean, is that maximalist?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes.
He has had an interesting vibe shift for an extraterrestrial.
He's a great example of a vibe shift.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at, like, someone put it in a way of when a nerd goes on Joe Rogan feels smarter and the nerd feels cooler. And it's how you follow that really defines who you are. And I think that Zuckerberg really fully enhanced that vibe shift post-Rogan.
Hmm.
I am going to. Yeah. So we're going to do a real-time example. So I'm going to find out when Zuckerberg went through the vibe shift, and we're going to see how Facebook stock has performed since then.
It's a good question.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, most funds would be terrified to share their proprietary, you know, valuation models, but in Vibes Capital,
we
open source
these things. Very open source vibes.
Yeah.
So look at this, guys. So he changed it. I'm not even kidding. I'm not making this up. His vibe shift occurred at the end of 2023 and early 2024.
Right.
If you look at the Meta stock, it literally bottoms in 2023 and it has done nothing, but it was at, let's just take the kind of a conservative point there. It was at $240 a share. It is at $653 a share today in just under 2 years, immediately following Zuckerberg's vibe shift.
The difference, though, is that what we're wanting to do is bringing those vibes to market. You know, they have a vibe strategy, obviously, because we've seen the shift and we've seen the results. But they're keeping it close to the chest, and we're wanting to bring that to the public. We want to give access to vibes.
Well, is it a coincidence also, and Stephen, I defer to you on this one, that during at the start of that vibe shift, you notice he started getting a lot more tan. There was a lot more sun involved. Interesting.
Of course.
I mean, the ultimate vibe giver is the sun. If fair statement to make?
The sun, like, so there's, I think you want, there's nuance here. So I think the sun is the physical representation of the source of vibes in this world. And in kind of a physical sense,
physical vibes are emanated from the sun. But there is almost a metaphysical sun, of which the physical sun is a placeholder that exists in the inner landscape that is the true source of vibes. And, you know, I think just drawing this line very closely between like ontological source and manifestation in the world. And it's the inner sun and the outer sun. So, you know, when Zuckerberg is going out in the sun and he's sun maxing and he's getting tan, he's getting his vitamin D up, he's achieving vibes from, you know, kind of the center of the solar system. We got Matt Pines joining us.
Oh, yeah. Let me get this on the Mac speakers.
Wonderful. A special guest appearance. Wow.
Matt Pines.
The magic happens live, you know? We're just cooking. We're cooking here.
Yeah. A man who is highly cognizant of the vibes. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. You know, I love to just drop in on podcasts here. David Zell, Sam Bakeman-Fried here.
Yeah.
Matt, would you care to perhaps just, I don't know, shower us with some vibes-based knowledge? How do you look at the idea of vibes and vibes-based investing? Is this something that you are attuned to, or are your vibes concentrated in a different area?
I mean, if I'm honest, the whole thing is a scam. The whole thing is just a rug pull to sell t-shirts here. You know, like the airdrop is coming. I see it on Steven's face. You know, he's just setting up for the rug pull. He's trying to poach all of my staff. You know, I'm threatened by this. The vibe is malevolent. The vibe is hostile. And I will react to it, you know, in kind at a place and time of my choosing.
Wow.
Kind of set ourselves up for that one.
Reaction. Oh, it's crazy.
And well, I will pass that feedback on to the five employees of yours that now work for me. I'll let them know that that's how you feel.
You know, I'm going to have my Vibe antitrust lawyers slap a lawsuit and a restraining order. You know, ASAP. I'm going to have Mr. Elon boost you. And we're going in the trenches. It's gonna be
very negative vibes over here, guys.
This is a harsh vibe. This is a harsh vibe.
You can deboost us all you want. We're on Noster. It's okay.
You guys need to understand the vibes are something. High. Matt has launched a competitor fund. He is talking his book. He is running
Natural
Ventures, their Noetic Insight trading firm. And so this is not an unbiased take. Not only is he salty that a lot of his best people wanted to come work for us, but he is running a competitor. So,
I mean, just, you know, like the Feels Early Fund is in syndication right now, and we're taking LPs. The Noetics Group, family of portfolio companies, is, you know, we're ambitious. We're coming for you. So take your vibes and, you know, have fun. But, you know, party's over.
Wow. I'm playing with your vibes.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
You know.
Do you play with the vibes, or do the vibes play with you? You know what I mean?
It's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't,
probably
both of you assume
it's
a difference
Matt's never asked.
You and the vibes.
Correct.
I mean, methodologically, we've spent most of our efforts vibing with the vibes, where I know Matt, you know, big respect that he is pursuing this new venture, but we've found that because he does pursue it in such an objectivist kind of way, to us, it's not our alpha generation strategy. You know, he's looking for the study. He has to go to the desert. He has to point the satellites towards the sky. We simply vibe, and we can do it from everywhere.
I do feel he has a competitive advantage, though. I have heard, you know, we have been doing some of our own due diligence underground, and, you know, he's got some UAP technology that's helping him assess. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the jellyfish tell me exactly what to buy and when, or else they kidnap me.
Jeez, we don't have any jellyfish yet.
Jellyfish are kind of a vibe, though.
I was about to say they're really vibe, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a vibe. I mean, they're it's one of those vibes you definitely want to, like, you know, lick your finger before you touch, right? It's high risk, high reward there. You know, you go out into the desert, you summon the demons, you know, be careful what you bring in. David has done this.
Are there different paths?
They're very responding to the vibes.
Yeah.
If you have good vibes, you get good jellyfish. And if you have, you know, the jellyfish become your sort of moral or vibes dessert, right? Like you sort of get that which you are due.
It turns out karma is an objective fact, right? You have a points meter running in the background of your soul at all times. So, like, I'm looking at Zell's right now. He's he's digging out of them.
I'm gonna bear market.
He sold off his personal equity to some interventional demon on some acid trip 5 years ago, and now he's shitcoining to sort of, you know, please the Sicilian lord. But you know, we're here to save his immortal Bitcoin soul. So that's what we're doing. Yeah, we're not just shilling Bitcoin to America's leadership. We're really a matter of spiritual salvation. That's where our focus is.
That sounds like a vibes based approach, though.
Yeah.
So,
fuck. Wait, are we talking mergers, guys?
Holy shit!
Is M&A activity in the vibes economy just mooning right now?
There's a unique strategy.
But wait, is BPI about to be a vibe tank? It's no longer a think tank. It's just a vibe tank.
Always has been, Walker.
Wow, it's all coming together now. It really is.
And now Pines is about to just vibe out on a little salad over here.
Here at BPI, we consume and we produce, right? And I'm consuming and I'm producing at the exact same time.
It's efficient.
You know, I can respect that, even though he's clearly trying to attack the fund. But like the vibe, you know, it's like one of those things. You conquer your enemy by being unlike him. Like that is the greatest revenge, you know? Not that you're my enemy, Matt, but you know. Wait, I'm just making sure we still got you, Sam Bankman-Fried. We do. Okay. We lost you now. His yard time must have been up. Oh, you're back. Okay.
Worried the singularity had collapsed on you.
Yeah, sorry. I ran out of phone minutes.
We thought so.
Yeah, the tough. Stuff.
Had to trade Pines some cigarettes for some extra minutes, huh?
Exactly.
It's really nice of Pines to visit you, you know? I mean, it's very, you know, he's a considerate guy to come spend some time.
Yeah, when I get out in 30 years, we're running Alameda back. And this time...
Is that Asian, like, influencer that visited Sam that Elon wanted to meet you with?
Tiffany Fong.
Tiffany Fong.
Yeah. So when I get out in 50 years or 30 years, we're gonna run it back, turbo. Really, you know, in retrospect, like, you know, I think what happened, I said a lot of things at the trial and on Twitter, and I've had some time to reflect. It was just the vibes. The vibes were just wrong. And I think, you know, our failure is in some ways evidence of the success of this new venture. Because when you start from a fundamentally vibe aligned foundation, failure just isn't an option. It's just not even in the sort of portfolio of possibilities. And, you know, to all the capital allocators that are watching this and thinking, you know, how large of a check should I write? You know, should I give these people half of my net worth, 80% of my net worth? Should I take out debt and give them 110% of my net worth? I think the fundamental sort of realization you have to come to is there's not another fund in the world that can eliminate the possibility of failure except VCM. So, you know, as the director of custodial services, you know, you just, when you want to invest, you know, you send me the coins and I custody them and up only, you know, commences.
It's ultimately that VCM is just, it is the way, like it is, you know, the vibes are the DAO essentially. Yes. And once you kind of, we're like.
The vibe that can be spoken is not the vibe.
Right. And you tap into that oneness of the vibe, and it's, you know, how can we even describe that oneness to your point, Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, it is the unexplainable, but it is the knowable as soon as you stop trying to know it, you know?
Exactly.
I think that's the key.
The
you can't try to know.
To grasp it causes it to elude you. You have to receive it. You can't seize it. You must receive it. And that's what we spend our time doing. You know, in a work day, maybe 7.5 hours of that time is just being in an open state of attunement to the vibes. And the other 30 minutes is hitting the market buy button.
It's a proven strategy. I mean, the fund's performance speaks for itself. No, it doesn't exist.
That's the other differentiator of our fund is, you know, people get caught up in the options, right? When you have a big green button and a big red button, you know, life gets messy and complicated. You
have choices to make
and choices and, you know, we eliminate choice. We have a large green button and we press it when we feel that the vibe is good. And that's it. We've eliminated all friction, all complexity, all bad vibes. We've reduced investing in capital management to a single act, pressing the buy button. I just don't see how it can't fail.
We're not reactive to bad vibes. We're proactive to good vibes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, even think about the sell button, the red button. Which button has better vibes, the red sell button or the green buy button? It's
Hold
not
on,
close.
That does change depending on your culture.
True. Well, colors are, but buy versus sell. Just sit with those for a little bit. Do you feel better when you buy something or do you sell something? Yeah. Buy, because the future, you're suddenly participating in a better future. When you sell, you're locking in possibilities today. And maybe, you know, it feels good in that moment, but the future collapses. You've sold it. When you buy something, the future's unlimited.
Can you leverage vibes?
Ooh, this is an interesting.
There's vibe futures, no? Or we should launch some, guys, new product.
You know, honestly, we could launch some poly markets on vibes. I think that would, never mind, actually. It's probably not
A difficulty, right? You know, as you enter the derivatives market of vibes, you do have a quadratic decay in the perceptibility of that vibe. Which is to, of course, be expected. Now, we've had to utilize some pretty atypical market monitoring technology, such as the telescopes that are abundant in Hawaii as a point of astral monitoring. We also do some gravitational wave monitoring. But as you can understand, that what's really a constraint is actually our greatest asset. In the fiat world, you can continue to build collateralized obligation onto structured whatever, onto batched and tranched whatever graded it might be. And this is what has led to this fiat inflation of the market, and it has led to a lot of confusion in the investing landscape, where the individual believes that the third, fourth, fifth, sixth version of the real thing is the real thing. And we are really constrained by the fact that inherent in the vibes themselves is this quadratic decay when you start to enter the derivatives market. So we're getting there. You know, we have the technology. It's expensive to operate, and it's taken quite a bit of compute on the back end. But again, it's not our core strategy. That's kind of the icing on the cake, as opposed to really the meat that we want to get into.
With each derivative, you get further away from the vibe, essentially.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We're very focused on owning that which is real. And we're very sensitive buying things which are inherently unreal. But like Rob said, there's some pathways. There's a lot of compute involved. We're one of NVIDIA's biggest customers, and that's a very competitive market right now. We took over a small Bitcoin miner for the power contracts, and we've done a huge Blackwell deployment. We've really deployed, you know, a ton of GPUs to work on this problem, but it's a hard one. And we're very committed to, if we do engage in derivatives activities, those projections from the real need to themselves be real.
I mean, synthetic vibes are ultimately, they're just not the same vibe, you know? And I think that's the key point.
No, but we've got treasury companies.
Yeah.
Now,
I knew we were getting there at some point.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say, that's the one point of departure where I think you can sort of, like Steven said, you can kind of fractal out and away from truth. But if you sort of orient that upward fractal, you can actually compound on truth and accelerate truth, wherein each vibes treasury company actually commands an MVAV, all right, a multiple of the vibe asset value. And I think that's just another way that that VCM is going to outperform.
Did you know, I mean, everyone gets this wrong. They say, you know, MNAV, you know, and they think it's a like native asset value. It's actually native asset vibes. The V is actually for vibes. That's what an MNAV is.
I can see how that would, it's been generating clearly a lot of confusion in the marketplace. I feel like we really need to get this research out there just to set the record straight. And I feel like it'll improve the vibes just generally without this much confusion, because it's discordant.
And I have sent out a preliminary analysis into the world, you know, looking at some of the largest assets by market cap in the world, right? And I mean, look at gold, right? We have millennia history of humans, you know, harnessing the vibes from gold. Like, they have both helped civilization adapt, but think of there was negative vibes, you know, to acquire that gold, but yet they've also helped humanity, you know, reach certain levels, right? Store of vibes. It's the oldest store of vibes. So it's going to be at the top for a while now, but I mean, our small fund is catching up, but you know, below gold is obviously Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a lot of vibes. It's number two. It's not number two yet, you know, in the traditional allocation sense, but it's number two based on the strategic vibes assessment. And silver's up there too, right? Long history. It's just not the same as gold. And I mean, MicroStrategy or strategy now. A lot of vibes.
Sailor is a strong, I would say, projector of vibes.
He's a vibe stacker.
Yeah,
it's undeniable there. And I have to imagine that behind MSTR's Bitcoin treasury strategy is a vibe treasury strategy that's just waiting to be announced. Like, I feel like that's the ultimate, you know, it's not that MSTR is going to transform into a Bitcoin bank like many are hypothesizing. It's really into a vibe bank, essentially, is what they're really going for. But I can see why he would want to keep that quiet. Perhaps he's not as open as we are at Vibe Capital Management.
Between us, I'm being headhunted.
Oh, well.
We have to fight him off every day. Sailor is really coming for our people. Every day they're sending over, you know, these agents that try to get our talent. Because, I mean, we have some of the best talent in the industry. I think it's actually the best. People tell me they're the best.
A lot of people are saying it.
So many people are saying it. You know, just go on Twitter. But... you know, MicroStrategy has been a vibe. That's why it's been so successful. That's why there's so many other Bitcoin treasury companies. That's why, I think Sailor realized that Bitcoin had good vibes. And he basically took his company, which was struggling with vibes, right? Before Bitcoin.
Another vibe shift.
It was a vibe shift. He was kind of in a low vibe point with his software. Nobody really cared about the software, but he realized he can convert all of that potential energy represented by capital on the balance sheet into Bitcoin. And this was a vibe shift. That's what happens, actually. When you exchange dollars for Bitcoin, you're vibe shifting dollars. And that is a vibe shift. And that is why you're actually transforming. Every time you convert a dollar into Bitcoin, you increase the vibe of capital markets, because there is more energy in good vibes, Bitcoin, less energy in bad vibes, fiat. And so Sailor really kind of leveled up the vibes of MicroStrategy when he embarked on this, this path.
Yeah, corporate
is
strategy
Bitcoin's
is
upward volatility a vibe. Sorry to
of
cut
course.
You off, Rob.
Yeah,
hardcore. I mean, it really seems like that's ultimately a positive. It's an up and to the right volatile vibe, but volatility really, it's not just health. It is the vibe, right? You need volatility
for
if there's no volatility, there's no waveform, right?
And it is the fundamental vibe shift that happens internally when you start to grok Bitcoin. You know, the volatility is the greatest fear point for the early adopter. It's the case of that last buy is always the one that you are indexing against, which makes you nervous to do the next buy. And really, what happens over time, if you go through cycles, two cycles, three cycles, is that you realize you've been denominating this game in the wrong way entirely. And once you make that shift, and once you make the fundamental realization that one Bitcoin is one Bitcoin, 10,000 sats is always 10,000 sats, the volatility was on the other side of the equation. It was in the fiat world. You are merely transitioning from this highly volatile fiat world into the most stable vibe that there is. So it's a human experience that you're going through when you are participating in this volatility, and it's that internal drive, vibe shift that moves you from the fiat standard that's already resonating. It's the base level code for so many of us having been raised in this fiat ecosystem. And really the best that we can do is make this transition ourselves in the hope that as we have and raise kids in later generations, that the volatility is immaterial because they're already on the standard of the vibiest reserve asset of all, which is Bitcoin.
Can you triple bottom line? Volatility, vitality, and vibes.
I love
That's
it.
Up. That's it.
Hey, there's a truck driver vibing out there that I got to go unload, but I'll catch y'all vibing later. All right.
I love it, y'all.
Thanks for
we'll vibe again soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to roll in the Colorado sun as well for you beauties. Hey. Okay. Please continue these great
thank
vibes.
You for hosting
guys,
us.
It was my pleasure. And that's a wrap on this Bitcoin Talk episode of the Bitcoin Podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're watching or listening, and share it with your friends, family, and strangers on the internet. Find me on Nostr at primal.net/walker and this podcast at primal.net/titcoin. On X, YouTube, and Rumble, just search at Walker America. And find this podcast on X and Instagram at Titcoin Podcast. Head to the show notes to grab sponsor links. Head to substack.com/@WalkerAmerica to get episodes emailed to you. And head to bitcoinpodcast.net for everything else. Bitcoin is scarce, but podcasts are abundant. So thank you for spending your scarce time listening to the Bitcoin Podcast. Until next time, stay free.